This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are going to begin today in Frankfurt, Germany, the headquarters of the European Central Bank. Also, we're going to begin inside the Twitter feed of the President of the United States. Incongruous, perhaps, but bear with me here, would you? The ECB announced a big new stimulus package this morning. It's going to start buying up bonds again, quantitative easing, you might remember that's called. And it's pushing interest rates even deeper into the negative. I'll save you the long explainer, but the bottom line is that negative rates are supposed to goose economies by making lending money and spending money more profitable, more attractive than saving money. So that's the ECB. The presidential Twitterage on this was to urge the Federal Reserve to do the same thing, negative interest rates. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino puts those two things together.
Europe's benchmark interest rate has been negative since 2014. Pushing it even lower is a dramatic effort to shore up the eurozone, says Torsten Slok, chief economist with Deutsche Bank Securities.
To essentially throw the kitchen sink at the European economy.
Europe has seen years of slow growth, but Slok says uncertainty over Brexit and global trade has made things even worse.
The trade war has been having a fairly significant impact on all countries in the world that are exporters.
Among them, Germany, the biggest economy in Europe, where a collapse in exports has the country on the brink of recession. That's a far cry from conditions in the United States.
The U.S. is in a much stronger position economically.
Jonathan Wright, an economist at Johns Hopkins, says despite fears of a slowdown, the U.S. economy is in good shape. And with interest rates above 2%, the Fed still has plenty of room to cut without going negative.
I think that that is something that for the U.S. would be an absolute last resort.
It also probably wouldn't do what Trump said in his tweets he wants it to, which is weaken the dollar to make U.S. exports more competitive. Jeffrey Cleveland is chief economist with Payden & Riegel.
The best thing that could happen for the U.S. dollar would be for the rest of the world to improve their economic growth.
In fact, after the ECB announcement, the euro dropped sharply against the dollar, but over the course of the day, it regained all that lost ground. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.